We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to
A Blue Room Podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combines their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you a funny, informative, and intriguing podcast. Welcome to our Blue Room.
Okay, we're coming up on 1 year married.
Our 1 year wedding anniversary. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. This was I think for both of us, this was a big growing year. And so I feel like it went fast, but at the same time, we went through a lot this year.
We did go through a lot. And we can discuss some of the things, but I had heard a lot that the first year of marriage is the hardest. But I kind of disagree a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think we had hard moments, but not really with each other.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't like that. It was difficult
situations.
And that's
on marrying your best friend.
Yeah, it was more on situations that were difficult that if you were just single, you wouldn't probably go through.
Mm-hmm. And I think really, so we had basically been dating a year when we got married, right?
Yes.
About a year, which is some people think is crazy, but I don't. And then when you proposed to me, we had been dating officially for about like 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things where I truly believe that when you know, you know. And I feel like it was a whirlwind, but we took the time to really get to know each other.
Yeah. I mean, basically for those 4 months, we spent every day together and every night together. I feel like the amount of time we were together was more like a 8 to 12 month thing.
That's kind of what I think too.
Four.
And we were with each other through a lot of hard things, which I think we'll get into as we kind of reflect on this first year. So this is our year. We're calling this episode Our Year in Review, and we're going to reflect on what it has been to be married for a year and just give you a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
So first things first, how did we meet?
So Emily and I both worked at the same middle school. Mm-hmm. She was the theater teacher. I was a social studies and coach. And we worked together for a full year before we even really started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I think it was that summer, that basically the first year we had worked together, we started talking. She was on a trip.
Yeah, I was on my 30 flirty and thriving trip with my 3 best girlfriends. We went to Ireland and London, and I knew that I liked him because I was texting him every day, but he was texting me every day. And like,
well, I wasn't overseas.
Yes.
I was just sitting in my apartment.
Yes. But what's funny is that we started talking at an 8th grade dance. Like, we were both chaperoning an 8th grade dance, which is just kind of like a funny thing.
Yeah.
And other fun fact is that I went to that middle school when I was young, that I still work at. He does not anymore, but I went to that middle school. So it was just kind of a whole full circle moment. And it's kind of funny.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I think it was by that September, August, we were kind of officially dating. And then we worked together for that first semester, just dating. We tried to keep it from our students.
Oh, we were found out immediately.
Yeah, it was like our second date. We saw the Barbie movie. And of course, like, all of our kids were in the theater. And so,
And they all knew. And they were like, oh, yeah. And what's funny is, to middle school students, teachers are kind of celebrities sometimes. They're like, it's weird to see your teacher out in public. Mm-hmm. And so we were getting pictures taken of us like going to Target together and going to like, it was kind of funny. It was as a musical theater major and as a girl that wanted to be famous at one point, it was kind of funny for me because I'm like, oh, it's my paparazzi moment.
It definitely felt like that sometimes. Yes. Like we'd go out and like look around first before we like got a table or anything.
Yes. And just to make sure that there were no students around. But he was, by September, October, became very intentional and very, he asked me to be his girlfriend by, we were carving pumpkins and on one of the pumpkins he'd wrote, check or will you be my girlfriend? Check yes or no. And he had two little check boxes, which kind of feeds into one of our favorite songs together.
Shout out George Strait.
Yes. And my name's Emily. And so the Emmy Lou of the, I just thought it was really a sweet thing. And so of course I said yes to being his girlfriend. And he's just always been very thoughtful and has known me and what I like from the beginning, which is just, it makes me want to cry a little bit. It's just very sweet.
Okay.
I'm going to cry on this podcast. So after he asked me to be his girlfriend in October, we went as Barbie and Ken and all the kids lost it. They thought it was mm-hmm. so funny. And we just kind of made the most of the holiday season. It was super fun. And then we had Thanksgiving break and I was going on a girls' trip with my aunts and my mom. And we spent the whole week apart and mm-hmm. I was not well. And I really don't think you were either.
Well, me and my family had a cruise planned for March. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to be gone all of spring break. Well, after this week of Thanksgiving that we were gone, basically we came back and Emily had booked her trip to go on the cruise with us.
Well not real. Okay, yeah. Don't make me sound crazy.
No, I'm just saying.
No, that. So like your mom was like, okay, if you want to go on this trip with us, like, and he FaceTimed me every night. His mom, he will not say this, but his mom said, oh, he like missed you so much. Like he did not like being apart. And so I didn't want him going on a cruise without me. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, that's not crazy. Girls, like, back me up here. And so, I get back and we're having dinner with his family, his parents. And his mom's like, yeah, let's just plan your cruise. And so I planned it. I bought my cruise ticket and like all the excursions and everything. And I was super excited. And then, unbeknownst to me, in December, I think is when you kind of decided that you were going to propose to me.
Yeah, like end of December, January is when it's kind of like, I didn't know exactly when, but I was like, I think mm-hmm. we're ready. I started looking at rings.
Mm-hmm. And he knew what kind of ring I wanted. He got me the most perfect ring ever, ever, ever. And so some kind of traumatic things happened throughout January, February, and it really solidified for me that he was my person because he was just my rock during this kind of like difficult time that I was facing. And in February, you asked my mom.
Mm-hmm.
In February, he went to my mom's school and asked my mom, and he has a funny story about, go ahead.
Well, when I went to go ask her, I mean, her and I hadn't really texted before, so I think when I said, hey, do you mind if I come to your school after, you know, whatever, I think she knew what I was going there to ask. And so, basically, I show up, she opens the door for me, and says, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, good. And then I was like, so I have something to ask you, and I didn't even, it's kind of a common theme, but I didn't even get to say anything. And she was like, yes. Yes, you, yep.
The Emmett women don't yep. let you speak.
I was like, so I can marry your daughter? And she's like, yep, sounds great.
Like, my mom was so excited. And so
that was kind of late February-ish. And then at that point, I was like, I'll propose on the cruise mm-hmm. while we're on there. And the ring that I had bought wasn't going to be here until like a week before we left. We were flying out of Miami mm-hmm. or sailing out of Miami, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that last week, it was pretty stressful because I'm calling the ring dealers and I'm like, is there any way that's going to be here earlier? Because we're cutting it close.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. It came early. went and picked it up, and then we were on our cruise our second day. I had asked to marry her.
I was laughing because his mom had this like huge backpack, and his mom has good style and like had this huge kind of ugly black backpack that was like zip tied shut. And I was like, what? Why does she have a backpack? Like, this is so not her. And it turns out she had zip tied the ring inside the backpack so like no one would lose it.
Yes. Or in like TSA wouldn't try to open it and rip it open, or someone wouldn't try to steal it.
So funny. So like it was a whole team effort. And then we were there Sunday, and Sunday night was our first night on the cruise. My mother-in-law takes me because, and you know, on a cruise, there's like places to take pictures. And so she takes me. And she's like, oh, let's do a photo shoot. And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing in the world. And I wish I had those photos because how funny. But she was distracting me because Coach and his dad were trying to plan out what exactly they were going to do.
Well, not even that. We were moving the ring because he had it in their room. So he was trying to give it to me. And then we were trying to get things set up with the bartenders and everything.
And so do you want to say what you ended up doing and like what you planned?
Yeah. So basically the one of the singers on the boat that we had met the night before, I gotten with her and she said, you know, you let me know what you're thinking. So we did Taylor Swift's
love story. 'Cause he knows I love Taylor Swift.
And when she's up there singing, so she starts doing it. I ask Emily, we go up and start kind of dancing.
And his whole family is like blocking the way so people don't walk through.
We had to make sure people weren't going to mess up the photo shoot. And so when the singer sings the, you know,
he knelt
to the ground and pulled out a ring. That's when I did. The bar had this really cool like flip style sign so they could change it. And so when I went to the ground, they had hit the button, they flipped the sign, it said, Emily, will you marry me?
Yes.
But on the thing about Emmett women not letting me talk, I didn't even get to say anything. I went to the ground and she just said yes and like grabbed my face. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I don't have anything to say.
And I feel so bad about that. But he won't tell me what his plan was. So I kind of think you didn't have a plan.
You think with that entire proposal I didn't have a plan?
I didn't know what you were gonna say.
Everything was done to the last minute detail.
So but do you see what I mean? Like, he is the sweetest man. He knows me so well. He treats me so well. And the thing about our story is, like, we have a lot of invisible strings. And a fun fact is that his parents, their first house was behind my parents' first house in the same city. So they lived in the same neighborhood. And like, we didn't even really put that together until his parents told me. And so we grew up in these houses on either side. And like, granted, both of us ended up moving. But then when we moved to another town, we were just like a couple neighborhoods away from each other in the new houses too, which is so funny. And throughout our relationship, there's just been like little what I call God winks throughout that just kind of like confirmed things for me. And so I love those invisible string moments.
Yeah. So we got engaged on the ship. We came back. The kids had like our students figured out like the day of.
Yeah. They were screaming, freaking out.
And mind you, like, we don't have any of them on, like, they don't follow our social media. They don't like, they found this out because they were looking.
Yes.
Like, they somehow sleuthed through and figured this out.
Yep.
We knew that exact day that they knew. And then we get back to school and two of my students who, these two guys, I really enjoyed having them. They were like, Coach, we have a surprise for you. And I was like, oh, okay. And so they're like, can we make an announcement in front of the class? And I was teaching social studies and we did a lot of debates and whole class things. So I was like, okay, yeah, you can make an announcement in front of the class. And they pull out this like proclamation, like they unrolled this like scroll and they're like, our favorite coach has gotten engaged, round of applause, please. And then they open up their jackets and they had a picture like printed on this T-shirt of our engagement.
It was so funny.
It said, congratulations, Coach. And it was just like the funniest thing.
Well, it was sweet. And like, that was the thing, like our community and like the kids and like our friends and families just really showed out and showed up for us. And that's one thing that I'm really proud of us for, is that we did celebrate that season of our life, like big time. And so now, like, so we talk about the proposal, and now I kind of want to quickly talk about the year leading up to the wedding, like our planning.
I mean, we got engaged in March. We got married in
November. So it was it was a whirlwind, but that's some of those invisible strings, God wink moments that I'm talking about. So we get off the ship. The kids are all freaking out. It's so fun. Like my family's freaking out. It's just such a beautiful, like really lovely, like sweet time. And so a week after I get off the ship, I'm still sunburned. You can see it in the pictures. I find my wedding dress. And I have had this particular wedding dress on my Pinterest board for years and years and years. And I didn't find the exact one, but the bodice and the way that everything looked and like the cut of it was exactly what I had always wanted. It was, I think, maybe the sixth or seventh dress I tried on. I did not try. He's still a middle school teacher. I did not try on very many dresses. And so that was just a beautiful moment, was that I was able to find my dress. I shared that moment with my mom, my aunt, my mother-in-law, and then one of my very best friends. And so that was such like a beautiful time. And I found it literally a week after getting engaged, because we knew we wanted to get married pretty quickly. And so we got married at my church, and we had to go through a whole process of getting married. So we went to classes and we had to watch videos and have like a sponsor couple. And I thought that was a really beautiful time too, because I feel like we learned a lot and just like learned a lot about faith. The priest came to our house and he blessed our house and we got to serve him dinner and stuff. So it was just a really like whirlwind of a time. But I also feel like we were celebrated, and we did celebrate during that time. So that summer, after he proposed to me, we hosted basically a housewarming party because we had just bought this house, the Blue Room. And we hosted basically an engagement party. And we had like 80 people show up.
It was huge. It was a lot of people.
And that was when we realized we needed to get a new AC, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other things. One of the big challenges I feel like this first year was how much we had to get done to this house. We're very lucky and blessed to have this house, but I think it tested like our resourcefulness and our...
Well, and you know, this isn't news to anybody, but like financials are tough right now. I mean, and so for us to get this house, we really had to pinch pennies, and then to move in and have to get new AC and have to get
basically 2 weeks after we move in, new AC.
And then we've had to get new insulation. We've had to do work on our pool. Like it all sounds very first world problems, but financials are the number one reason why couples break up.
Yep.
And so I think for us having to go through that, only being engaged still, helped strengthen this now, you know, 1 year of marriage we're going on, because that's the hardest thing. And for both of us, I mean, well, maybe not both of us, but we're pretty financially responsible.
I'm better now. I learned some pretty bad money habits, and I am much better now and almost debt free and like all those good things that you should be.
Kind of as we're going through this, that's one of the big tips I have for newlyweds or engaged couples is, be transparent about finances.
Mm-hmm.
Like all I want in life is to make her happy, but I also want to be the first to tell her, hey, like we have to be a little bit more careful what we're spending our money on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's those hard conversations that if you and your person are not on the same page, it can seem like you're attacking me. It can seem like you don't want me to be happy, blah, blah, blah. But for us, and there was times that, you know, we kind of had those disagreements, but we came to the conclusion of we both just want what's best for our future. And so financials are a big thing that you have to be on the same page and not be afraid to talk about it.
I agree. And then I think from a woman's standpoint, as a wife, like we get the stereotype of, oh, there's another Amazon package, and I'm staring at an Amazon package right now, by the way. But I think realizing that like oftentimes, like I buy things to make myself feel better. I buy something because I'm like, oh, that's fun. But I don't think about like the long run. Like, where's that $40? Where could we have used that $40? Mm-hmm. And I think marrying a man who is financially wise is one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because it's made me more aware of what's happening. And I've been able to get my finances, now they're ours, but like my side of the finances a little bit more in order, which is good.
Yeah.
Nowhere near perfect, but we're getting there. So I love that. So we had that celebration of our engagement party. About 80 people showed up. It was so fun. It was an I Do barbecue, and basically great theme. My mother-in-law kind of planned the whole thing, mm-hmm. and had food and like, oh, it was the cutest. It was the cutest setup. We love it. We loved it. And then after that, it was kind of getting into the new school year. So it was September, October, and then November was our wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of any other celebrations we had. I feel like we had two showers.
Yeah, we had two wedding showers.
In August, one of my dear friends and her mom threw us Voulez-vous, they're saying I do, which was like a Mamma Mia themed. It was one that I had always wanted. And it was just such like a beautiful night. And that was, I think, 60 or 70 people too, which mm-hmm. was so fun. And then in September, it was he gives me butterfly shower, and that was thrown by some of my mother-in-law's good friends. And that was such a lovely morning. It was just it was so fun. It was just Coach and all the girls. So that was kind of fun. And so we were just very loved and very supported during this time, which I really appreciated, because in October, we had kind of a really hard thing happen in that my father passed away. And it's still hard for me to talk about. We just got past the 1 year anniversary of that. And that was super hard. If you follow us on TikTok, you know I speak pretty openly about it. But
which I know for us, when he had passed away, it was, you know, a month and a week basically before our wedding. And of course, that was a super hard thing. And we had a lot of people asking us, well, are we going to move the wedding? Are we going to postpone? Are we going to wait? And I think that was another kind of obstacle that you and I had to overcome, was the no, like, we're going to keep going through. We're going to have this day. We're going to celebrate. And
that's what
I think that was a hard thing. And I think once again, a lot of couples could have done the, yes, we need to wait. We need to postpone.
This is a sign. Like,
that,
we're not.
Yeah. This is a sign that we shouldn't do this. And I think for us, you know, it was a horrible moment, but we knew that in a month we were going to have a great moment.
Yeah.
And so I think,
and I think for me as a girl losing your dad, like, I know that he would have wanted me to continue and have my wedding. And that was one of those other moments where I was like, what is going on? Like, life had been really hard up until that moment, not because of Coach, like, made it so much better for me, but because of the things that were happening, like, within my family. And so my dad passing away was just devastating to me. And it was a very devastating end to a traumatic journey that we had been on. And another one of those God winks is our priest called me about a week after it happened and said, I hope I'm not overstepping, and this is the father who ended up marrying us. He called me and he said, I hope I'm not overstepping, but I want to introduce you to a couple who has gone through something very similar. And so we were able to get dinner with probably like 2 or 3 weeks before our wedding, a couple who she had lost her father as well right before her wedding. And so that was just another confirmation to me that everything was going to be okay. Like, we were meant to keep that day. We were meant to get married on that day,
and kind of find light at the end of
the darkness. Yeah. So when I say that we've been through a lot of hard things together, we've been through deaths on both sides of our family. Mm-hmm. We have been through financial strife. We've been through buying a house together. We've been through navigating like family on both sides, and how do we navigate boundaries, and how do we,
navigating work-life balance too.
Yep.
Because both of us have jobs that we're pretty demanding, especially outside of hours. And so, mm-hmm. you know, being intentional with our time together.
Yep.
And also not to, just to kind of lighten things up. Mm-hmm. The month before our wedding, we both had multiple kids that were like so where's my invite?
Yeah.
And not joking, like completely like stone faced, like, hey, so, you know, are we getting our invite soon? Like our students, our eighth grade students
thought that they firmly were thought to the wedding.
They were invited to our wedding.
Yep.
And we were like, what? Yep. Absolutely not.
So funny. And so,
unless you're bringing a $300 gift card, you were not invited to our wedding.
Well, what, and that was funny. And like, that's the thing, that October was pretty dark last year for us. We tried to make things fun. Like it was our first Halloween in our house. And so my best friend came over, my mom, my brother, my sister-in-law, they all came over, and that was like a fun, we sat in the driveway and just handed out candy, and that was good. But I think back to that time last year and I'm like, how did we do that?
Yeah.
Like, how did we do that?
Well, I think we were lucky because the majority of our wedding planning was done in the summer.
And that's what I was going to say, too. So
that month or two before, mm-hmm. we were not having to make big decisions. That was all small at that point.
Yes. And so that was very nice. And I can't recommend enough, like, kind of a one for all, like all in kind of place to get married, because yes, we got married at my church. That was kind of the hardest part just because of the pre-Cana stuff we had to do. But then the place we got married was just all inclusive. So they provided the DJ. We just looked at flowers, like pictures, and we picked our flowers. Like mm-hmm. the food was included. So all of those decisions that we had made were really, I want to say March, April, May. So the wedding was beautiful, went off without a hitch. It was the most gorgeous day. We've talked about it before on the podcast. So we're going to kind of skip the wedding. We went on lots of trips this last year.
We went to a lot of weddings.
And
so I think
we'll do a wedding episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll kind of talk about our wedding, and then we've been to a lot of weddings this year. Then we're going to talk about the things that we liked the most
at the different weddings.
At the and different maybe, weddings and ours. And maybe
if you're engaged, take some tips.
Yeah.
We went that. So the sad thing is the week after our wedding, my godfather passed away, and then we were in a pretty bad car accident.
Yep.
And so my ribs
on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah. On the same day, we were going to get lunch for everybody after, and we were in a car accident. And so luckily, Jake was fine. My ribs were broken. My knees were pretty busted. And my knees are just now like starting to feel better, which is insane to say. My rib healed in about like 9 to 10 weeks. But that was like
still,
some of the most excruciating pain I've ever been in. But a month later, January, went to Nashville together. And that was kind of like our mini moon, which was super fun. Yeah. And then you guys know about our Disney moon in May and June. We went on our Disney moon, and that was super fun. And just one of the best trips I think we've ever been on.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the best.
Yeah. The best trip we've ever been on. So that was fun. And now we're coming up on a year, and I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
You ready?
I guess.
But like we said, we'll do a wedding episode where we talk about everything wedding wise in case anyone wants any tips or tricks, because I feel like we kind of nailed that wedding day.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of cool things that we didn't even think of, because between our wedding and then our 1 year anniversary, we went to 3 different weddings.
Yep.
So
that were all very different from each other.
Yes.
Like very different theming and just kind of
different
vibes,
sizes.
Yep.
So
for sure.
So what do you think? What is the best part of being married?
Ooh, I think for me, and I think this kind of goes to show that we have a happy marriage, but being able to go through the hard things with someone that you know, trust, and will help you through it is big. Because like
yes.
with the relationship you have with like your parents or maybe even grandparents, going through difficult things, it's just a different feeling because the love that they have for you is different than the love that a spouse has for you. And so I think being able to go through the hard things with the person that loves you in this way has been the best for me.
That's sweet, honey. I agree. I think there's nothing more fun than getting to wake up next to your best friend and then getting to go to bed with your best friend. And I think, I'm so thankful for the timing of my life and the time that you kind of just dropped into my life, it feels like, because
I was always there.
I know. But I feel like
waiting in the wings.
I could not have done and gone through what I went through without you, because you are such a rock to me. So,
Dwayne.
Okay, you can never take anything seriously.
Dwayne the Rock.
Also, he makes me laugh, but he also picks on me a lot. So.
Okay, come on.
Anyway, man. What's been the most challenging thing this year, do you think? Or like the most challenging thing about being married?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go very literal with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kind of, you know, open up kind of like I did earlier. Finances, mm-hmm. I think. It's once again, though, it's not even like the hardest thing. It's just one of the things that
we've had to adjust.
Yeah, we've had to really adjust, and it's definitely at the top of our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that has just been not difficult, but very time and emotional kind of consuming is that. But like I said, when you have someone that's on the same page with you and you're going through it with them, it's just easier.
But it's just an obstacle that you're facing together.
Yep.
That's the best advice we got. We got that from a few different people. But just remembering that we're on the same team. We're not fighting each other. We're on the same team. And so that's been a good reminder. I think for me, the most challenging thing is that I am still kind of like healing emotionally from like all the traumatic things that happened to us. And I think sometimes I'll just be like, oh, it's just on me. Like, and I forget that I can lean on you more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes that can be a little bit hard. So what is something you didn't expect about being married?
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of a thing with us, like, I don't think marriage was as crazy or different than I thought it was going to be. I mean, seeing my parents' marriage, I think a lot of it's kind of what I expect. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like you mentioned, getting to be with your best friend every day. I mean, that's what I wanted in my marriage, and that's what we have. So I can't think of anything like crazy or like unexpected so far. But you're laughing like you do, so...
It's just crazy. So I've never lived with a boy before. And sometimes there's like crazy things that like happen when you're with a boy.
What
does that even
mean? What?
Like, so he wears contacts and I do too. And okay. I just...
All right,
should
buddy.
I not say that?
No, go ahead, bucko.
He just leaves contacts everywhere. They're okay, everywhere.
They're not everywhere.
He wears dailies. And so he'll just like... take them out before bed and then just like leave them on his nightstand. Or sometimes I step on them on the floor. Or sometimes like they're everywhere. They are everywhere. But so,
sometimes I put on your forehead when you go to sleep.
Okay. Anyway, no, you don't.
I just put them on your forehead and let them dry.
So that's my big surprise about me.
Okay. Is the context? That's crazy.
Okay. What is something you're proud of that we accomplished together? I know mine.
I think I know mine too, but I'll let you go first.
So on a worldly level, I'm really proud that we were able to buy a house and maintain it. And this is like our second year living here and we are doing a really good job.
Yep.
And we're making it better all the time.
Okay.
And so I'm proud of that. But on like a more spiritual, emotional level, I'm so proud of us for everything we went through and that we've come out on the other side. Sometimes it doesn't feel like stronger, but I know stronger.
That was going to be my thing. I mean, going through multiple deaths in the family, going through just a lot of hardships that most people don't go through in a first year of dating or engagement or even marriage. The fact that we made it through that, I think that's what I'm most proud of. Because, there were times that it could have been easy for either one of us to be like, this is a lot of work for a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
Well, especially on your end, like if we're honest.
Your
like,
end?
Stop.
Sorry.
Your end. Because I am a lot anyway, but then to come with like a lot of the issues that we were having, like I always commend you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What was your favorite memory from our first year together married?
Ooh. I think our whole Disney honeymoon, like,
I was just about to say.
And here's the thing, like, we talked about it on the Disney podcast, but really quick, both of us grew up going to Disney. Mm-hmm. I grew up going to Disney World. You went to Disneyland. So, like, we already had memories there. It wasn't like a new thing for us. But after that week there, like, now I see these Disney World commercials and, like, I get, like, not like emotional, like crying, but I get like a wave of emotions where I'm like, wow, like that week we were there, it was hotter than Hades. Yeah. And it also rained a ton. Yeah. Like, it could have been miserable, but like, it was just such a good trip. And it was so fun getting to look forward to that and then getting to spend it once again with someone that, you know, you love. And it's a different relationship than when I went with my parents or went with my family, you know, now getting to go with my newest family member and, you know, in the future, our family. I think it's just, that still hits me a lot.
I love that. I was going to say the same thing. It's like,
okay, you're just copying
no,
me.
No, I'm not. No,
you're just copying me.
It was so different. And I was nervous because my dad was the king of Disney. He's the reason we always went. But to go to Disney World and to go with my husband, like the love of my life, and to make new memories together and to realize, wow, one day we'll get to take our kids. And again, we made the best of that trip because, and I've talked about this too on the podcast, 2 or 3 weeks before I experienced a miscarriage and mm-hmm. I was just distraught. I was distraught on so many different levels, but then to go on that trip, to be treated so well, to get to spend all that time together, like it was the best time. We had such a good time.
Yep.
And so I think that's our biggest advice, is that find someone that is that, your best friend
that you enjoy being with.
Yes. And like, find someone that you can make the best of times with. Do you know what I mean? Like, even when the world is crumbling, if you guys can still be laughing and supporting each other and loving each other, then you've made the right decision.
It just sounds cliche, but like, find someone that you actually like enjoy, like you mm-hmm. enjoy spending your time with. And you need to have those conversations with yourself of, do I like this person because it's comfortable? Or do I like this person because they're the best? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big thing that you need to figure out. Because there's plenty of people that are fine and good and you can have a comfortable relationship with. But is that person going to push you to be your best? And can you, you know, take over the world with that person? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So,
well, this made me emotional, but happy. I cannot believe we've almost been married for 1 year.
Yes. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to that?
I don't know. I'm as you can tell, we are still in this newlywed phase, but we are so happy together and we thank you so much for listening and we'll see you on the next episode.
Peace.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.